Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Truly, I give glory, honor, and praise to God on tonight. We thank and praise God for another day's journey. Hello, my friends. My name is Evangelist Willie LaFond, and I will be your host and your speaker tonight. Hallelujah. And my topic tonight is men ought to always pray. And when I say men, that means men, women, boys, and girls. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our scripture text will be coming from Luke, the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 8. And, of course, there's plenty of scripture in the Bible that we can always look at, but that would be my scripture text that I will look at tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God for you all coming on tonight. I can't recognize everybody's phone number, but I thank and praise God for you being on the line, hallelujah, and taking some time to hear some information about prayer, hallelujah. And I thought about this topic because, praise God, I try to come online once a month, and I thought, you know, since I'm on the prayer line, one good thing to talk about is prayer, praise God, hallelujah. And sometimes we miss out on a special time with God when we don't spend quality time in prayer with him. So we're going to look at that. But, you know, as always, I always like to play a song, praise God, hallelujah. And after I play the song, we'll go ahead and get right on into this message. But I've got a question for you tonight, praise God. And my question tonight, before I play the song, is what sense in there in praying, or what is the sense in praying if you're not going to believe that God is going to answer your prayers? I thought about that, and I said, boy, you know what? A lot of people ask for prayer, praise God. A lot of people come up for prayer when you're at church. A lot of people come on the prayer line and ask for prayer. But I asked the question, praise God, hallelujah. If you're not going to be believing that God is going to answer your prayers, what sense in coming and asking for the prayer in the first place? Hallelujah. And there's so much more to go with that, but I thought that would pique your interest, praise God. But at this time, I'm going to play a little portion of this song that I really like. It's a worship song. It's by Kelante Gavin, and it's entitled, This Is No Ordinary Worship. Why? Because our God that we serve is no ordinary God. Listen to the song and be blessed, and I'll be back with you, praise God, and we'll discuss prayer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
This ain't no ordinary world.
Yes, I like that song.
No, 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 no
Of Jesus, and we thank you right now in Jesus' name,
Amen. Even the ones that have come along later and listened to this message, Father, we pray special blessing in their life. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. Now help us, Lord God, as we bring forth this message about prayer in Jesus' name. And let everybody say amen. And praise God. I see some others came on. I can tell Sister Fran is out there. Praise the Lord. And I see my friend Miss Pearl on the line. God bless you. I can't hear y'all right now because I don't have the lines open, but I thank you, praise God. And I see a couple of more people on the line, and I can't remember who all number they are, but glory be to God, and I bless you for coming on. So we're talking about, praise God, the scripture teach in Luke, praise God, 18th chapter, and the first verse, praise God, and I'm going to be looking at this not from King James Version tonight, but I'm going to be looking at these scriptures, praise God, from the Living Bible translation, because it puts it in a pretty easy way to read, praise God. But the scripture text, the one verse of just Luke 18 and 1, it says, and remember, this is from the Living Bible translation. It says, one day Jesus told his disciples a story. Now, this story in another translation, it would be saying a parable. So Jesus told his disciples a story to illustrate their need for constant prayer and to show them that they must keep praying until the answer comes. Hello, somebody. I like that translation. If you go and read the King James Version or the New International Version, it may read a little different, but it basically means the same thing. But I really like that, praise the Lord. So, and I asked that question, remember the question that I said, what use or what sense is there in praying if you're not going to believe that God is going to answer your prayers? And I'm going to tell you, my friends, tonight that God loves us and he is for us. Yes, hallelujah. The scripture teach, hallelujah, when God is for you, he's more than the whole wide world against you. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because he is our creator. He's our sustainer, our maker. Praise God. And he's able to do much more than what we ask or think. Glory be to God. So God does want to answer our prayers. Somebody may say, well, God may say yes. He may say no. And he may say not yet. Not right now. Hello, somebody. But I want you to know tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. God wants you to know, hallelujah, that he wants you to pray. And when you pray, praise God, hallelujah. And I asked a few more questions. I get on my tyrant and I'll go to sharing a whole lot of information without going through my little pamphlet here, praise God. I like asking questions. That's why I asked that question, praise God. And I said, if you don't have, here's another statement that I made as I was writing some things down about prayer. If you don't have a relationship with God, well, who in the world are you praying to? Hello, somebody. Praise God. And I know somebody said, well, you know, they got all kind of gods out there, but I'm going to tell you, the God that we serve tonight is the living God. Hallelujah. And if you expect some answers to your prayer, you better be praying to the living God. Hallelujah. The El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Glory be to God. You better be praying to the God, hallelujah, who has only one begotten son, and his name is Jesus. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. So I put that statement down. If you have no relationship with God, who in the world are you praying to? And I ask that because sometimes people will go to praying and they don't have a relationship with the Lord. Well, then that means that's like almost you're asking my dad to do something for you in prayer, and my dad has no idea who you are. So he's really not obligated to answer you at all. Hello, somebody. Praise God. That's just an example. And then I asked one other question. When you pray God's word concerning your situation with expectation that God is going to answer you? And how do I know? God does want to answer you. 1 John the 5th chapter, praise God. Hallelujah. It teach that when we pray, it first of all, if you have relationship, if you're a child of God, then we should be praying, and we need to be in positions not just to pray for ourselves and our family, me, myself, and mine, hello, somebody, but we should be in position to pray for others because our nation and people in our country is in trouble. And if the born-again believers of the body of Christ is not interceding on their behalf, some people are going to be lost forever. Hello, somebody. Now, I know I'm saying something. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise God. Do you pray, and I ask this statement again, do you pray God's word? Because this is where we want to get to, praise God. If you want answers, because I made a subtopic to this message tonight, how to get answers to your prayers. Praise God. I think most people want to know how to get answers. Well, one thing is you want to have relationship with the Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to believe that you're going to receive, hallelujah, your request if it's based on God's will for your life. Hallelujah. And guess what? The word of God is God's will for your life. So what you've got to do, praise God, and I'll get to these little steps in a few minutes, praise God, after I go over that scripture text. God's word is his will for your life. And if you've got situations or circumstances, praise God, hallelujah, all you've got to do is go to the word of God and find a situation that applies, praise God, to your circumstance, and then begin to pray the word, believing that you're going to receive what you're asking God for, as long as you're not asking God for something foolish. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. Now I'll get into more of this. Praise God. So when you pray, and that's a good tip for you to may want to make a note of, you make sure you're praying God's word concerning your situation with expectation that God will answer you. Hallelujah. I believe that we was at church a few weeks ago. Maybe that was last week, I believe. Praise God. And Pastor was telling us, praise God, about the leper. Praise God. And the leper spoke to Jesus and said, Jesus, if you're willing, you can heal me. Hello, somebody. Now, this is a leper. First, he ain't supposed to be in the company of other people. But he done got to see where Jesus is. And he said, Jesus, if you are willing, you can heal me. Now, that's a statement of faith. Praise God. And when we pray, we want to pray what God's word says. And it is in the word of God, praise God, that God, it is God's divine will that, praise God, his people be healed. And as I was doing some study, praise God, I put down some notes, and I have some notes here and there, so just be patient with me, praise God. I put down some notes that, you know, the word of God is God's redemptive plan for man. The Bible is God's redemptive plan. He wanted to redeem man back to himself because he knew what was going to take place about the disobedience. Hello, somebody. And I wrote down a few scriptures. How do I know, praise God, example, if you needed healing, praise God, and you wanted to pray about healing, you may want to look up some healing scriptures like Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, praise God, Matthew 8, 17, praise God, and 1 Peter 2:24. That has to do with healing, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Matthew 8 and 17, that it says, and I just put paraphrase, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying what? Himself, that's Jesus, took our infirmities. That's our sicknesses and our diseases. He took our infirmities upon himself, and he bare our sicknesses and our diseases. Hello, somebody. Well, if Jesus took that upon himself, why should I be suffering from it? I was talking to my brother today on the phone, praise God, and I was telling him, boy, these old knees be talking to me, and he was saying, well, we'll let you know when you get old, you're going to have to. I said, you know what, I rebuke and bind that up in the name of Jesus, and I'm telling that devil, hallelujah, that's trying to exalt itself in the form of arthritis. You getting out of my knees, and I'm not going to be walking around here crippled. Hello, somebody. I speak it, declare it, and decree it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I believe, I receive. Hallelujah. So, praise God. That was just an example. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, like I was saying, I'm going to look at Luke the 18th because I don't want to be here too long with you because, like I said, it looks like it's trying to thunder a little bit outside, so I'm going to try to hasten on. I'm looking at this, Luke the 18th. I'm going back to Luke the 18th chapter. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So Jesus, hallelujah, he told his disciples a story to illustrate what? Their need for constant, when I say the scripture said men, one version said men ought to always pray. That's the same thing that a Living Bible translation is saying. Jesus is illustrating to his disciples that the need for constant prayer and to show them that they must keep praying until the answers come. Now, I don't want you to get into a repetition. I don't think you have to do all of that. But I do know as I was studying, praise God, you get, once you pray the prayer of faith, believing that you're going to receive what you're asking God for, praise God, you can, hallelujah, and I hope I'm being pretty clear, you can, praise God, begin to give God glory. You can begin to thank God. And it's okay to put God in remembrance. Sometimes I say, when the rascals are acting up, I say, God, I thank you that you promised that you're going to perfect that which concerns me. I thank you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, that Jesus was wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquities, and the chastisement of my peace is upon him, and with his stripes, yes, sir, healing must go throughout every cell in my body. You see how I made that personal, praise God, hallelujah? So once you praise the prayer and ask God for healing or deliverance or whatever it is, praise God, you can go back and you can give God the glory. God, I thank you. Lord God, I thank you for the manifestation of the answer to this prayer. And you can bind up wickedness to try to come and interfere with your prayers. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. Let me hasten on. Verse number 2, because I'm going to read 1 through 8. There was a city judge. This is what Jesus, this is the story that he was telling his disciples. He said, there was a city judge, and he was a very godless man who had great contempt for everyone. And a widow woman of that city came to him frequently to appeal for justice against a man who had harmed her. The judge ignored her for a while, but eventually she got on that judge's nerves. Hello, somebody. And the judge, the unjust judge, another translation say the unjust judge, he said, I fear neither God nor man. He said to himself, but this woman bothers me. I'm going to see that she gets justice, for she's wearing me out with her constant coming. You see why Jesus says, praise God, there's a need to be in constant prayer, praise God, and pray, hallelujah, until the answer comes, hallelujah. So he says, she wearing me out with her constant coming. Hallelujah. She keeps asking, look, you're going to have to get me some help because this man has done me wrong, and I need some restitution. Hello, somebody. Then the unjust judge said, you know what? I'm just tired of her bothering me, so I'm going to have to get her the answer. Praise God. Then the Lord said, this is in verse 6, if even an evil judge or an unjust judge can be worn down like that, don't you think that God will surely give justice to his people who plead with him day and night? Yes. And Jesus answered the question, yes, he will answer them quickly. But the question is, and Jesus asked this question, hello, somebody. But the question is, when I, and Jesus is pointing out to himself, the Messiah returns, how many will I find who have faith and are praying? Hello, somebody. Now, I think another translation may say, will I find faith on the earth? Hello, somebody. But this living, that's why I like the Living Bible translation, because it breaks it down to say Jesus has said when he does return, how many will he find that have faith and are praying? And if you are praying and you're not believing that you're going to receive, believing is having confidence, the assurance, hallelujah, praise God, that God is going to do it. If it's in his word, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, that you're blessed and you're coming in and you're going out, praise God, trust God for it. Don't sit there and believe that you got to be destitute and poverty-stricken all your life. The devil is a liar. You can't believe his deceit because he's a deceiver. And John 10 tells us he came to steal, kill, and destroy. And if he can rob you of what God's, and if you don't find out what God's word say for yourself, praise God, you'll never take advantage of what belongs to you. In Jesus' name, praise his holy name. Glory be to God. Now, that's where I was when I gave you those. That was an example, praise God. And there are more examples, praise God. I thought about, praise God, the centurion. There was a centurion, praise God, in the Bible, and he had a servant that was sick, praise God. And he went to Jesus, and he wanted Jesus to heal his servant that was at home sick. Praise God. And Jesus didn't even have to go to the house because the servant said, Jesus had said to the centurion, I'll come and heal him. And the centurion said, look, I'm not even worthy that you come under my roof. I'm a man of authority also, and I tell one to do this, and he does it, and one to do that. Now, this centurion was someone who understood the power that was in Jesus as Messiah, praise God. He is the Son of the living God. And matter of fact, he is God himself in the flesh. Praise God. And he understood that Jesus didn't have to go. Hello. And Jesus said himself about this centurion. He said, boy, I have not seen so great a faith in all Israel. Hello, somebody. Can we have the faith of the centurion and don't believe? A lot of people think God need to come back down here and do. No, he don't. He's done everything that he needed to do, praise God, hallelujah. When Jesus finished doing what he had to do, praise God, which is lay his life down, sacrifice, went through this burdensome crucifixion, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, when he finished doing what he had to do, lay his life down so that we can be reconciled to the Father in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. He didn't have to do it, but he loved us so much. God demonstrated his love for us. So he wants us to be whole. He wants us to be well. He wants us, hallelujah, to have our needs met. Nothing missing, nothing broken. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. But we have to trust, hallelujah, that God is able, and we need relationship with him. That's first, praise God. So when you pray to the Father, hallelujah, and pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah. And but relationship is very critical, praise God. So men ought to always pray. Hallelujah. So when you come to the Lord, make sure you come believing that you're going to receive. And there's when I get to those steps, which is I'm going to hasten on now because I know I've had some of y'all probably a little bit too long already. Bless the Lord. What I said? Okay. With that being said, I want to provide some steps. Okay, I want to provide some steps. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want to give you some scripture. Oh, I'd love to give you a lot of scripture, but I ain't going to give you a whole lot of them tonight. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever your situation is. Okay, let me give you some steps because if some of you have to go in the next few minutes, I want you to get these steps down. This is steps to answer prayer. Now, let me tell you where I got some of this from. I have a book. It's a Bible study course that was written by Kenneth E. Hagin some years ago, praise the Lord, and I studied from Kenneth Hagin. I was in Germany when I first found some of his material, and I got some of his material, and his material spoke my language. So I began to get some of his material, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and as I began to get that and read it, I said, man, he talks just like I do. And it's good to find someone who believes God like you do, praise God. Because then, as Matthew 18:18-19, where two or three touching and asking anything here on earth, God will be in the midst of it to make sure it takes place, praise God. So it's good to have somebody that believes like you. So these steps that I'm going to give you, they were taken from my study, the Bible study course, praise God, that was written by Kenneth E. Hagin, praise the Lord. And they are scripture, praise God. The first step to getting your prayers answered is to get God's word on the inside. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm going to give you one scripture for that. And this is when you're praying, I think, and praise God. John 15 and verse 7, praise God. Hallelujah. What does it say? If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done. See, God wants your will met. Hello. He will give you, praise God, what you desire, praise God, if it's in accordance with his word. But what? We've got to have the word of God on the inside. Sometimes we want to go to God, and we're asking him, God, I need you to heal, and you don't have not one healing scripture with you. You're not praying. When you pray, pray the word of God. Hallelujah. Pray, hallelujah. God, I thank you for Isaiah 53 and verse 5. Praise God. You can read it later on. I thank you for 1 Peter 2:24. It talks about with your stripes we're healed. Glory be to God. You got to have the word down on the inside. And I give you one example. Remember the scripture I just gave you, just one, John 15 and verse 7. If you abide, that's what the word of God, Jesus is saying, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. Now you got to believe, hallelujah, that God is able to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. And I like, praise God, Mark 11, 22 through verse 24. You can write that down, praise God, when it comes to healing. Praise God. Jesus said, have faith in God. And then you can speak to the mountain and say, uproot yourself and be cast into, praise God, the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say, which means what come out of your mouth, praise God, shall come to pass. Jesus said, you shall have what you ask for. John 16, 23 and 24. These are some of my favorite ones, praise God. Hallelujah. He said, praise God, whatsoever you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, that God will give it to you. And verse 24, John 16, verse 24 says, ask and you shall receive. Why? So your joy can be full. God don't want us walking around here miserable. Praise God. So let's get these steps down. Get God's word down on the inside. The scripture that teaches, let the word of God dwell in me richly. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, I want to hide your word in my heart that I sin not against you. So we got to have the word of God on the inside of us, which means we got to study. You can't always just listen to the preacher. Hello, listen to the preacher when it comes time. But your relationship with God is your relationship with God. You got to know him for yourself. You got to know what his word says. Because everybody that come across the pulpit don't be preaching what God's word say. Hello, somebody, I'll leave that alone. The second step to answered prayer, ask God and believe, praise God, believe, in other words, have faith, trust or confidence that you will receive what you ask God for. Once again, you can go back to Mark 11, 22 through 24, and you can study that and see whatsoever you say, what comes out of your mouth. Remember the centurion said, Jesus, you ain't got to come to my home to heal my sick servant. Just say the word. I love that. Just say the word. Your words are powerful. Glory be to God. And I want to pause for just a second, praise God, and let you know that prayer is evidently, it's a time that you can spend with God. Praise God. It's to get in the presence of God and not just yakety-yak, but, and I need to do better at this myself. I may be just talking to myself. I need to pause and listen to what the Father has to say to me because God loves us so much and he enjoys. He gazes upon us with such love because he loves spending time with us. And when we get to spend time with him, that is precious in his sight. Praise God. Hallelujah. So ask God, believe that you will receive. Praise God. Have faith and confidence. Praise God. And then what you ask God for. So ask God. So you have to ask. First, you get the word of God on the inside. Then you begin to ask God and believe, have faith, confidence, praise God, that you're going to receive. And I don't know if I've got to this part, but there's a part where if you're going to believe, once you pray the prayer of faith, praise God, you got to get to a point where you can see yourself. If you are not able to walk, and Kenneth Hagin, he talks about a time when he was on his deathbed, and the devil was telling him he was going to die. But he got a hold of some faith scriptures in the word of God, and he began to say, I'm not going to die, I'm going to live. Praise God. And it's a song, I think, the last time I was with somebody, I played this song, You're gonna live to see it happen. I love that song. Because Jesus said, I came that you might have life and life more abundantly, life to the full. Jesus wants us to live. When God created us, he created us to be like him. Hallelujah. And he is, hallelujah, forever. He is eternal, praise God. He is the self-existing God, hallelujah. And he created us to live forever until that chaos that took place. But anyway, third step, praise God. Think positive. Don't think negative. Don't let, and this is what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to rebuke, because the enemy going to come tell you and say, oh, cancer, that's too hard for God. He's not able to do that. That boy that did that, they're going to put throw him in prison and throw the key away. Well, you can't sit there and let the enemy rob you or get you to thinking negative, because you cannot doubt. You cannot have any unbelief. Think positive. Always think positive. If you think in the Word of God, that's always positive. Praise God. And I like what it tells in, where is that, in Philippians 4 and 8, it tells you those things that are of a good report. Think on those things, praise God. Think on the Word of God. Spend time with the Lord, praise God. Think of the Psalms, praise God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, praise God. Hallelujah. Think of the Word of God, hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Because I made the Lord my refuge and my habitation, no evil shall befall me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 1,000 may fall at one side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Get the Word of God on the inside. And when the enemy comes to try to bring doubt, you have a right as a child of God. Remember 2 Corinthians 10 verses 4 and 5 talks about you have a right to take those thoughts, imaginations, and cast them back down to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Praise the Lord. You can study it for yourself. But think positive. In other words, when doubt comes or unbelief comes, you need to eradicate, uproot it, remove it, reject anything that will contradict the Word of God. And you're going to have to reject it, because the enemy is going to bring doubt. Hello, somebody. Praise God. I remember I always try to share a testimony. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I was in Mississippi for a while, and I remember when I got back from Mississippi to my house here in South Carolina, I was listening to my messages, and one young lady had called me and said, "Miss Willie, you need to call me. I dreamed that you was going to die, so you need to get your house in order." I said, "I rebuke that. That devil is a liar. That's in contradiction to what God's word says." Hallelujah. Jesus said, "I came that you might have life." I rebuke that devil in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not talking about the young lady, but I rebuke that statement that was made. Hello, somebody. If somebody give you a conversation like that, you need to hear what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. And you begin to rebuke, bind it up in the name of Jesus, cast it down, because it's not of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I shall live. And I love that John, praise God, the 11th chapter. Remember when Jesus told Martha, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." And then the next verse, the 26th verse of John 11 says, "And he that liveth and believeth on me shall never die." So when that word came to me, I said, "The devil is a liar." I rebuke that, because that contradicts what God's word said. So think positive, and anything that comes to you negative, you begin to destroy it, eradicate it in the name of Jesus. Okay, let me believe God's word, praise God. The word of God, and I'm going to say this, I preached a message one time, the word of God is right, something else is wrong. Hello, somebody. Praise God. All of God's works are done in truth. Say the word, praise God, like the centurion asked Jesus, just say the word. But you say the word with what? With the expectation that it's going to be done. In other words, you need to start to see yourself healed, see yourself well, see your family saved. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Act on God's word will bring results. When you act on the word of God, pray believing that you receive. Act on the word of God. Don't just look at it. Praise God, get it down on the inside of you. I was perming my hair once. I got so many testimonies. Perming my hair once, and the perm went in my eye. Well, if it slicked my hair down, you know what it could have done to my eye. But I thank and praise God I had got a word down on the inside of me that said, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." And that word was in the cell of my eye, so that devil could not blind me. Hello, somebody. next step, verse 4, guard against evil thoughts, which is basically like thinking positive. Guard against any thoughts that come to your mind that's not like what the Word of God says. And I gave you that scripture, 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5, and Philippians 4 and 8. You can read it at your own pace. And step number 5 to getting answers to your prayers, meditate constantly. What did Jesus say in that text? What he said in that first verse of 18, where did I put it at? I put it somewhere, praise God. He said, pray until you see the results. Did he say that? I got it somewhere. I apologize. I got papers here. But anyway, in the 18th chapter, I was trying to go back to it, praise the Lord, to see it again. Well, okay, let me move on because I done kept y'all too long already. Praise the Lord. Meditate constantly on the Word, meditate constantly on the Word or God's promises. Praise God. See yourself with what God's Word says about you. Hallelujah. What you have asked God for. See yourself with what you have asked God for. Hallelujah. And 1 John, the 5th chapter, verse 13 through 14, when you pray, God hears you. And so you can expect it to be done. Because when you read those scriptures, you'll find out you have your answers because God heard you. Hello, somebody. God is not forgetful. Hello, somebody. So when you pray, he said, pray until you see something happen. You pray and begin to, after you pray the prayer, begin to thank God. God, I love you. I thank you, hallelujah, that you said in your word, hallelujah, that he that liveth and believeth on you shall never die. And I thank you, Lord God, for that promise, and I receive it for myself in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that you stand in need of, praise God, if it's according to God's will for your life, and that's his word, praise God, you can ask God for it because he wants you to have answers to your prayers. Okay, praise God. So I think I mentioned to you, you need healing. Okay, I gave you some examples already of some scriptures in case that you needed healing. Praise God. So I gave you that. Now that's basically as much as what I wanted to share with you. And there's numerous. There's another. I have a little red letter, book. It's online, praise the Lord, and it has the most wonderful prayers in it, praise God. It's a gentleman, I'm going to see if it's the website, and I'm going to give you this in case you want to, you know, because sometimes, once upon a time, I was praying, I said, Lord, looks like there's more prayers than, there's some prayers in the Bible, praise God, and praise God, I wanted to be able to pray better, pray more. Praise God, I pray differently. And somehow I had a neighbor moved over to where I was, and he had a little book, a book of prayers. Man, that just basically revolutionized my life because I wanted to pray more, and I wanted to pray, you know, to God. I wanted to be effective, praise God. When you pray believing and you pray in God's word, you will be effective because, praise God, the presence of God lives on the inside of you, so the anointing is on the inside of you, and the word of God, hallelujah, is already anointed, so you can be effective, praise God. But I wanted to do better at praying, and I didn't know some of the things you could pray about, and I thank and praise God. This, the founder of the Christian Word Ministry, I'm trying to see if Richard Broadbent the third, Broadbent the third. He came out with this little red anointed book of prayers. Man, it says we believe this book of prayers was given to us by our Lord to teach us how to pray his word and his will for our lives. We pray this book of prayers will bless you. And if you get a chance to go to this, www.christianword.org, praise God, a little red anointed book of prayers. And if you get a chance, you can go in there. It's prayers so many different prayers. Praise God. Pray for your children. Pray for marriage. Pray for your house. Pray for warfare prayers. Praise God. They have a confessional out there, and this is what I love, praise God, a daily confession. When you first, after you open up the little book of prayers, praise God, it's a daily confession of faith, praise God. It says, in Christ, I am anointed and a powerful person of God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus and more than a conqueror. I'm a doer of the word of God and a channel for his blessings. If God be for me, who can be against me? I am blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. My enemies are fleeing before me. God has commanded his blessing on my storehouses. He has opened his good treasure, and I shall lend and not borrow. Hello, somebody. I was saying, Lord, I want to be the borrower. I mean, I want to be the lender, not the borrower. And all of a sudden, one time, it looked like every time I said that, people needed to borrow some money. God is so good. He do what he say. Hello, somebody. And I did. I shut my mouth up. But God does want us to be the lenders and not the borrowers. I'm the head and not the tail. All of this is the scripture, but you've got to begin to make a confession of faith for yourself. You got to trust that this is who you are, praise God. This is who God says that you are. You got to trust who God says that you are, rather than what somebody else has told you all your life. Hello, somebody. He has given me power to make wealth. Glory be to God. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. His protection and I have God's protection and his provision. God is my refuge and my fortress. I'm not afraid of the snare of the fowler. You've heard that in Psalms 91. No evil shall befall me, and no plague shall come nigh my dwelling. God has given his angels charge over me, and they are bearing me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. You see how he began to pray a daily confession, and there's so much more I could read, but I just give you that little bit to give you an idea. Example for healing, 1 Peter 2:24 says, I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Cancer, sugar diabetes, heart disease, sickness, affliction, infections, or any other disease cannot enter my body. Hello, somebody. I am without spot or blemish. Now, you got to begin to believe God wants you well and whole. And I said a long time, the doctors used to ask me, you got sugar diabetes? I said, no. You got high blood pressure? But no, when I was. And they used to ask me that a lot because I was black, they just thought I was automatically going to have it. But you know what was in my mind? I said, well, ain't no sugar diabetes in Jesus, and I'm part of his family now. Hello, somebody. And I said, and I didn't have it all that time. And the older I got, now I rebuke it and binding it up in the name of Jesus. Sometimes you got to keep, he said, pray until you get your answers. Hallelujah. So glory be to God. That's enough. I've shared. I just gave you a little bit of speaking that word. I pray that something that we said to you tonight will be a blessing to you. Praise God. I got many more scriptures, praise God, that I could have went, but I'm illegally parked now on this line because I said I did not want to keep you all too long, praise God. There are plenty of faith scriptures. Matter of fact, if you go to that website and pull up that prayer book, they'll have a list of healing scriptures that you can select. But I pray that, praise the Lord, something that we said, praise God, will encourage you to know that God does want men to always to pray. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And remember, you want to pray the word of God. Praise God. Read the study of the word to get the word down on the inside. So when you pray, pray believing. Hallelujah. See yourself with what you've asked God for. And as long as it's in accordance with his word, praise God, his will for your life, which is his word, praise God, you can expect it to take place. So we thank and praise God. And remember, my little question was, what sense in praying if you're not going to believe God? And that's what I say. Look here. When you come to God, come believing that you will receive and you can expect it to be done. So once again, Luke 18 and verse 1 from the Living Bible translation says, when Jesus was talking to his disciples, he gave them this parable to illustrate their need for constant prayer, because he said men ought to always pray. And there's a need for constant prayer. Pray every day. Hello, somebody. And to show them that they must keep praying until the answer comes. God bless each one of you. Now, if you give me a moment or two, I will open these lines, and I just thank and praise God for blessing us to come on the line, praise God, and teach this subject on tonight. Hallelujah. Give me just a minute. I think they said. Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this word. I thank you for these dear people on tonight. I pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you bless each one, hallelujah, meet their needs. And when they pray, I pray that they have a newfound understanding for praying, believing that they receive. All right, at this time, praise God. I thank and praise God for his loving kindness and blessing you all to be so kind to stay on this line this long. I have opened up, I pray I've opened up the telephone line. So if you have a prayer request that you'd like for me to pray for you while we're on the line, I'll be happy to do so. And I thank you all once again for being here. Amen. Miss Pearl, you got a prayer request you got for me tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I would love for you to pray for my sister that I may also be strong and help her through these times when she's trying to heal from the death of her son.
Okay, I can pray for what's Ann. Your sister's name, Pearl?
Ann.
Okay,
Ann
Father
Cooper.
God. Ann Cooper. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence right now, thanking you that you hear us. Hallelujah. Thanking you, Lord God, for Miss Pearl and for her sister, Ann Cooper. Father, in the name of Jesus, and Jesus, thank you for being on the line with us. And thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you are for us, hallelujah, and that you want to work each one of these situations out. We pray, first of all, Lord God, that you wrap your loving arms around not only Miss Cooper, Pearl's sister, but wrap your loving arms around the entire family, Lord God, because
yes.
She lost her dear, her only son. So we pray. I know that that's a hard thing. And, God, I know you know best. So I pray, God, that you would strengthen Miss Pearl's sister. And I pray that you would, Lord, give her the comfort that she needs. And I pray that you would strengthen Miss Pearl. And I know she's already got a challenge and a handful to help her own daughter, but I pray that you give her the strength that she needs, Lord God, to be assistance, Lord God, for a sister as she needed in the name of Jesus. And we pray that we all make ourselves available, Lord God, because sometimes we don't do anything, and we'll ask, is there anything we can do? And if there's nothing else we can do, Lord God, we can certainly pray. So we pray that you would comfort this family, strengthen this family, meet their needs, and help us all to draw closer to you, Lord God, because we know very soon Jesus is coming back. And, Lord God, we thank you that because we are your family, we're going to go with you in Jesus' name. We bless this family in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. God bless you, my dear. Anybody else on the line who needs prayer? I can't tell who all's on the line. I can't see who all that is. Praise the Lord. Anybody
else? Miss Willie?
Yes.
This is Marcia. I came in late. I want to thank you, first of all, for the wonderful lesson, and it is definitely needed, and I took a lot from it. I do have a question, though, about that website. You said it so fast. I just got www.christian.com. What's the rest?
I won't give it to you because it's my goodness, it would just revolutionize your life. It's a wonderful website. www.christianword.org.
Christianword.org. Okay.
O-R-G, right. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to go and pull that paper back up. I got a number.
Okay, I got it now, and I will be looking at that site. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome, my dear. Bless your heart. Thank you for coming on the line to hear the message tonight. And I apologize because I meant that this is a good topic, and there's so much more. But I know I stayed longer than I should have been. But I'm gonna do better in the future. Y'all just pray for me for that. Praise God. Anyone else would like to have any
yet,
Hey, Miss Fran, how are you?
I'm blessed, truly blessed from your speaking tonight. And I want to thank you for everything that you taught us tonight on the phone. And I would like to say God is using you, so stop saying you kept us too long. Because God
has
that. He had oranges for all.
Thank you, Miss Fran. You're so precious. God bless you.
As long
God bless you.
If you do those words for us, then you just give them. And we were blessed.
I know I can be long-winded, but I'm going to do better. I'm going to promise you I'm going to do better. But
thank you so much
for those words of encouragement. Thank you, darling. Anyone else
praise
had
God,
any?
You had an hour, so you had stopped at 10 minutes till, so that wasn't even the whole hour if you were planning just an hour, and you were staying too long, probably about 20 minutes before that. So in the meanwhile, the work was rich tonight. Enjoyed it. I thank the Lord for a lot of the nuggets that was there, and some things that you caused us to just to go back and refresh ourselves and know that glory to God when we pray the word. And that's something I always say: find the scripture, then apply it to whatever your circumstances is. So that was a good point that you brought up that I always talk about too as well. And and anything that's derogatory or contrary to the will of the Lord, when somebody bring it or you hear something different, that's why it's important to study, to have a relationship and know the know what the scriptures say, know what the word is, and rightly divide it. So anytime anybody comes with something contrary, you can do just like you said in your testimony. And pray and pray, put God in remembrance of his word. And then, you know, we said, what's the deal? Give thanksgiving. I like the scripture that you also talked about in Philippians 4:8. And you know, like the word of God says, think on those things that are just, lovely, and of a good report. That's the mindset we should have. And then when we pray, believe, like you said many a times in that, when reiterating, what's the purpose of praying if you're not going to believe? That's because he said in James, a double-minded man is stable in all his words. I mean, in all his ways. But it was so many good points that you brought out. So we praise God for the word tonight and thank God for you and pray that you continue to be encouraged and allow the Lord to bless you and use you for his glory.
Amen. God bless you. Like, DJ, I don't know why I was looking for a different phone number for you, but God bless you. This is Apostle, Prophetess Minister BJ, praise the Lord. She's in charge of our Monday night prayer line. Every Monday night at 7 p.m. and second and fourth Sundays, we'll have teachings on the line, praise God. So I thank you for those words of encouragement and the comments of the on prayer. Thank you, Minister BJ. God bless you so much.
Praise God.
Amen.
It was just a minute phone I used tonight so I can be able to listen to you on the cell phone. So that's what happened.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Praise the Lord. All right. Is there anyone else? If there's no one else, praise the Lord.
This is Harry Hutto. Can you hear me?
Yes, Mr. Huddle, how are you?
Well, I enjoyed you. Pearl gave me your number, and I called and I listened to this thing here, and I enjoyed it pretty much.
Wonderful. This Harry.
Yeah.
Well, God bless you. I'm so happy you was able to listen to it, Harry. This is one of our swimming. He goes to the pool that I go to. I just started back going to the pool. God be the glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Pearl, for letting Harry know I was going to be on the prayer line teaching on prayer. And I thank God. I ask God to bless you all. I knew I didn't recognize some of the numbers, but God bless you for coming on the line, sir.
Okay. I enjoyed it.
Oh, well, wonderful. I'm glad you enjoyed it, sir. All right. If there's nothing else, praise God. Minister BJ, will you close us out in prayer, please?
Praise the Lord. Father, as we come in your presence today, we thank you for that was already spoken. We give glory and praise unto thee always. You are El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One. We thank you, Lord God, for the provisions that have been made in your word. And we thank you, Lord God, give us a mindset like never before to read your word, meditate on it, study. And as the woman of God says, what's the purpose of praying if you're not going to believe? So help us have the mindset no matter what. Don't allow the enemy to come. cause us to be doubtful. We ask you to bless your servant as she continue to study and seek your face and speak and decree and declare your word. Keep her covered. We pray for everyone that had listening ears tonight and those that will be listening at a different time, that God, that word will be saturated in our spirit, that we will walk according. As we depart from this phone and not to be in presence, we pray that you continue to bless the ever endeavors of each person as they seek out your face. Cover them with your blood, God. We pray that you will touch their bodies, heal and bless their families. We pray, glory, even financial blessings as well as spiritual blessings. And God, we bind the hand of the enemy on every hand that will come against this prayer, this worship time, the time, glory to God, that we come in your presence. We rebuke him and command him to be loose from his assignment. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you do and have done and will do. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. But it's got to be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. So we give you glory and praise. We won't be walking in flesh on parade, but thy will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you so very much. So thank you all so much once again for coming. And I hope you all have a wonderful, blessed rest of your weekend. And God continue to just grant you your heart's desire and bless you with the answers that you've been waiting on in Jesus' name. God bless all of you. I love you guys for coming on and supporting us on tonight. I'll play a little bit more of the song, and I'll say shalom.
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 Amen.
Ain't no ordinary world. Thank you.
Thank you, too. God bless. Good night.
Shalom, my dear. Good night.